Welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and I want to thank you for joining us today. Today we're going to be connecting to the full circle that exists here on planet Earth called the cycle of life, birth, life, and next. Right now in our current epoch on planet Earth, we tend to segment and segregate these events from when we arrive, from when we exist here in the middle, and when we depart. And oftentimes we really don't want to talk about what's going on when we leave, and we seem to be quite fascinated with the arrival. However, I will begin to slowly peel away about what's happening and how maybe we want to have a lot more compassion for what's occurring for the infants that are arriving and how they are not a new novelty that are arriving to planet Earth. So with that being said, we're going to connect with just the aspect of that whole cycle, composting, regenerating. And it is my feeling that if as a society, as a global human species, we started to remember how to regenerate and that there is this cycle going on, that would start to metamorphose and we would start to arrive at a new understanding of how we're to exist together here on planet Earth. So before we dive completely into birth, life, and the next, I would like us just to sit and take a pause to really connect to the moment and connect to you and take a moment to see how you feel about death and see what you just can feel into. You don't have to get too dark or heavy or sad. Just see how you feel about it and just allow yourself to imagine a little bit about it rather than going to anything that's been told to you, especially through theological lore. Try to see if you can feel into it a little bit differently. And what I love about the universe is today I decided I wanted to really connect to a friend, Random Rab, his new album called Release. And just by chance, he has a song called Crossing Over. And we heard a little snippet at the beginning. And right now, as you connect to your death, the concept of death, we'll listen to his song, Crossing Over. And then we'll be right back after that finishes up. Just sit back, relax, take some breaths into the heart center and see what happens. And then bring that breath a little bit deeper, bringing it down to the sacral region to heart, sacral region to heart. These are two very important gateways in this life cycle.
Thank you.
that was Random Rab from his new album called Release, and that was Crossing Over. Now, as you reconnect to this moment that we're sharing together, if you reflect on your own life cycle, the cycle, and it, hopefully during that segment you could start to just peek, you know. I'm going to continue to do these segments and we'll dive a little bit deeper in. But just peek to think about that cycle and what that's like. And again, forgetting all the lore, all the theology, forgetting any of that, and allow yourself to imagine it and see what arrives. Start imagining that process and see what you reconnect to. As I mentioned, birth, life, and next, the cycle of life, this full cycle, this spiraling action that's repeated in how we move through space, our physical planet, how our bodies move through space, and how our souls, our spirit, whatever you might want to call it, moves in and out of this physical dwelling. Being that I work with people in that moment when they're transitioning in or out of body, it is a beautiful thing for me to witness, especially in the quote-unquote death, the soul spiraling out. So this gives us just a confirmation for me personally that this action is really happening. And then we can look at science and see where it's reflected so many times over in different aspects of our world system. The reason I bring up this life cycle in thinking that maybe we can start thinking about it differently, my mom said to me the other day, don't make me too healthy. She wants to die at a certain age. And so I said, well, rather than thinking that I'm trying to make you too healthy, what if, Mom, you thought about leaving your body healthy? Now imagine that concept. And this is another little tidbit that you can take away. What if, a lot of people say, I just want to pass away in my sleep, but what if you actually woke up like Sitting Bull and said, today is a good day to die? Now, rather than going into a battle, you would know in that day that it was a time to go sit, and it was time just to leave. Many animals, you see this happen, they know when it's about to happen. They go and hide under a bush or find a nice cave or place to just rest and leave. It doesn't have to be a big traumatic event, and if we're prepared, it can be so beautiful because we can actually leave in grace and we can think ahead as to where we're going next. That will be a whole other episode. So in this, I just wanted to touch on that aspect. If one, you can start to imagine that departure, imagine what that's supposed to be about. And then from there, imagine the birth, because they're connected. And they're so closely connected, and we see this that has been recorded in relatively ancient teachings, 5,000, 10,000 years, Vedic teachings, pre-Vedic, Chinese medicine, most of the eastern part of our world prior to any theology that's written in some of the dogmatic religions will acknowledge that the life cycle is regenerative, that there is reincarnation. If that's the case, then we can start to move from there. Then why wouldn't we want to prepare for the next life cycle? Why wouldn't we want to think about it? And instead of being so fixated on the middle and not really honoring what's happening at the start and the completion of the circle, so that we can be better prepared as we continue to spiral through the universe. And there's so much that we don't know that's going to start to be revealed in our memory banks and ways, if you're ready, to start exploring it. Being that those two are closely connected, and at this point I will bring in some just quick references. They write about this in the Egyptian Book of Dead. They write about this in the Tibetan Book of Dead. You can refer to this in teachings out of India and out of China, and acupuncture acknowledges this too. So if we look at these systems, if you're curious, you can just start doing your own little investigation, maybe to propel you to think about it, because there's a really key reason we want to think about it, so you know where you're going. So similarly to when you go to the store, you might be going to a store you've never been to before, and you want to know the address, and you might want to know how to get there. So this is, again, that key, the imagination. Well, if I'm not just going to go see that big old guy in the sky, as my dad and my daughter call him, then maybe I want to start to imagining where I'd like to go. Wow, I've always wanted to live in Bali. I never have been there. I don't know if I'll get there this lifetime. Maybe I want to imagine a nice womb there. Maybe I want to start to connect to that earth frequency there and that life and explore that. Or maybe it's someplace else. Or maybe you want to come back right where you were, which often happens too. Next, I want to acknowledge that if we start to think about the beginning and the end, meaning that circle where it starts and completes, that will allow us to hold on to some of the knowledge that inadvertently releases once you come into a body and you start to migrate into being this being for this lifetime. You have to let go of that past so you can keep moving forward. But there's pieces that are valuable. And those pieces, when we acknowledge the beginning and the end, can assist us in several ways. One, it can help us through our next birth, and it can help us through our next death if we start thinking about this. Because when I'm with people, when they're sick, when they're dying of an illness, they start to recapitulate their last death. And it's very fascinating to me to watch and witness. And just because I can see that way doesn't mean that you couldn't start to get some clues if you're with someone that's passing. You'll notice that they might be having memories that have nothing to do with this lifetime. We can also mirror this back if you have children, young children, before the age of three, that when they start speaking, they start saying things that aren't from here, and there's no way that they would know that. They just start sharing them. These are clues from their other existence, or they're clues to something that they are going to be working on in this lifetime. The same when I welcome a child into the world, start to connect to where they've been and where that frequency is coming from. They're just energetic waves that run through the universe. So with that big bit of information kind of over grazing the subject, what my hope was today is that you will just start to think about that circle completion. So much of our energy is focused on the now, as people like to say, but we neglect thinking about that entry and exit. And if that entry was traumatic this time around, that needs to be addressed so you don't fear that the next time around. And if the exit was traumatic the last time, you also don't want to have to fear around that, because that middle ground, that transition, the in-between before you go into the next spiral is really important to be prepared for. And next week we'll talk a little bit more about the middle, meaning the now, quote-unquote the now that everyone talks about, the presence. But for today, I hope that you can take some time just to think about your beginning and your end of your circle and what that feels like to you and what you would like the next one to feel like. Just have fun with it. Be lighthearted about it. Don't bring your attention to matters of the heart or longing or attachment. Just have fun with it. Imagine you're writing a story that you would so beautifully like to be the co-creator of. So today, I want to shine a light on a couple things. As I was going through this, I'm like, composting, we're composting. So I want you to connect to an organization, if you're inspired, called freecycle.org. The reason this appeared today is I was reading an article about a gentleman that gave up money for a year. And this article, which I'm going to send a link to, or I'll put the link below, is a really beautiful story to read. And the site was there, freecycle.org. They're out of Tucson, Arizona. It gives you the opportunity to keep that cycle going and to partake in gift economy. Basically, you're offering and you place your wants, and you can participate in that giving and receiving cycle, similar to the cycle of life. Next up, I want to shine a light on Random Rab. He is an amazing artist. He is definitely connected to nature and the universe in a most beautiful way. He has an album that came out October 8th called Release. I will put the links below to support the arts. We are going to exit out today with a poem from Rumi, but we're also going to exit out with two of his new songs, Crossing Over and Falling Tau. If you're inspired, take a moment just for yourself. Allow yourself to be nourished, just imagining that cycle flowing. And also, if you're inspired, support the arts. Support these organizations that are being and making the change that we would love to see transform our entire world system. Supporting the arts is a simple way to allow people that have creative expression to continue to sustain and regenerate while they send us more and more beautiful music to listen to. And now, take a deep breath in, and I just want you to connect to this song, this poem by Rumi, a Sufi master. And again, bring your awareness to death. And if there's fear around it, just allow it to be with us, and we'll connect to this poem. Don't let your throat tighten with fear. Take sips of breath all day and night before death closes your mouth. Dissolver of sugar, dissolve me if this is the time. Do it gently with a touch of a hand or a look. Every morning I wait at dawn. That's when it's happened before. Or do it suddenly, like an execution. How else can I get ready for death? You breathe without a body, like a spark. You grieve and I begin to feel lighter. You keep me away with your arm, but the keeping away is pulling me in. Again, that is a poem by Rumi. And allow yourself some time and space to think about it. In the traditions from Tibet, it's a daily practice in some of the Buddhist traditions to contemplate death on a daily basis, to prepare. What better thing to prepare for when we know it's going to happen? And also think about your next birth, because potentially, if you allow yourself to explore, you might begin to realize that it too will happen. With that being said, we're going to exit out with a little random rab. This is she signing out with a deep bow, a big smile, a humble heart, a belly full of laughter, and a namaste.
yet cannot be heard. It is beyond sound. Weight cannot be held back.
Held back, the sands are falling down.